Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Real Expat Wives of Arabia. Is anyone else having a really hard time focusing? I don't know what's going on in the air. It is about to be the end of Ramadan. And there's a lingering of about to be summertime. Weather is starting to crank up a bit in the heat. There has been a little bit of dust in the sky. A huge sandstorm from Riyadh trickled down. So we had several days in a row that were just kind of dusty. Not a real sandstorm. Once in a while, we do get an actual sandstorm here in this location. However, we get more of just kind of dusty, hazy days. So there's just like this lingering of something, like seasons are about to change. Kids are about to hit, you know, the end of the year, like lots of activities, the end of the year prom, the graduation of the ninth graders. There's just a lot of anticipation kind of swelling up inside and kind of like on hold because we're just not yet quite there yet. We just kind of have to wait about another month or so before we can all kind of take off on our summer adventures, whether that's going back to our host countries or getting some travel in abroad. There is a little bit of excitement in the air about masks possibly being officially announced as no longer mandated here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We are all very much looking forward to that announcement. And there's just kind of an anticipation, and it's hard to focus these days. I'm not sure if anyone else is feeling it, but I am definitely feeling it. I know the cosmos has a lot to do with that too, with the upcoming eclipse coming up this Saturday. So strange times, strange energies, but nonetheless, a blessed life here in Arabia. The big thing here is Ramadan coming to an end. So the 30 days of fasting until sundown, of things not being open until sundown. And yeah, I really wish I could get someone on here. The one person I knew of had declined, but I would love to hear more of an expat that's Arab, but not Saudi, who's an expat and practices Islam. But just to gear up in terms of guests, my next guest is I would like to call her Britain's finest. Her name is Heidi from the UK, and I can't wait to hear more from her. I will never forget. So Heidi, she always comes up to me and gives me a big fat hug. So it's crazy because a lot of people say I'm really unapproachable, but she either just breaks down those barriers or just sees me for the wonderful, awesome person that I am and believes I'm worthy of all the love in the world, but probably because she sees herself as such. And a lot of things are just perspective in terms of how we view other people. So I can't wait to get her on here and get her talking. But I will never forget, every time she sees me, she always comes with me and gives me a really big hug. And I always feel really bad because most of the time I'm like not showered and I feel like I stink. And she always has like the most amazing smell to her. Like she just always smells really good. And so I remember asking her like, what is your perfume? And she was like, you know, of course, darling, it's Chanel. Like, of course. And so the other thing is I am terrible at this accent and she hates when I do it, but I can't help but do the accent when I'm around her because she just makes me feel British and royal and like posh and fancy. So she's like, please stop because you sound terrible. But she's just a riot. I absolutely love her energy and I can't wait to hear more from her when I get off of this and get on with her. So talk to you guys soon. Mrs. Harriet will be on next.